In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yesterday, children, we saw with St. Gregory the Great that he was a saint who just did what needed to be done, as indeed our blessed Savior does. Yesterday, he cleaned out the temple because it was his father's home, and things that were not worthy were going on there. Today, one of the saints that we have in the calendar is a good example of that, and his name is Saint Roderick, or Rodriguez in the Spanish, I think, and he was a priest in Spain after the Mohammedans took over, and one of his brothers unworthily had apostatized, and he became a Muslim, and the other brother, well, he was a very bad-living Christian, so much so that sometimes he even scandalized the Mohammedans, the infidels. One time, these two brothers were having a fight, and Saint Roderick, the priest, tried to break up the fight between his two brothers. He just did what needed to be done. Well, they didn't appreciate that. They didn't take that very well. And the Mohammedan brother beat him terribly. And after he was beaten unconscious, he paraded him on a stretcher through the street and announced to everybody, "My brother, the priest, has become a Muslim. And in law, if you became a Muslim, you could never go back to being a Christian again." Well, when the brother, the priest, St. Roderick, got conscious again, he said to everyone who would listen, no, that's a lie, that's not true. But see how poorly he was repaid for his charity, St. Roderick was. And his Mohammedan brother then denounced him to the Muslim authorities. He was thrown into jail. But there he met another Christian who was also in jail, and his name was Solomon. And the two of them got talking, and they would console and encourage each other to be strong in keeping the Catholic faith. Finally, he was taken out and beheaded, and a saint who saw this happening, his name was Saint Eulogius, he said that the soldiers even carried away the pebbles on the seashore, or the riverside, rather, where he was put to death, because they were afraid that people would take that as relics. He was a go-between, St. Roderick was. Well, that's what our Mass today shows our Lord as being. What do you call a go-between in the Bible? That's a mediator. He's someone who tries to mediate peace between two conflicting parties. Moses in the epistle, he'll come to us today, and he's talking to God and fasting on the mountain when our Lord says to him, "You better get down and see to your people. They're worshiping idols. They had made a golden calf," and our Lord didn't like that, not at all. But Moses prays, and he prays so hard till finally God agrees to give another chance to his people and to forgive them. Moses, as a mediator between heaven and earth, symbolizes our Lord. Our Lord in the gospel today is doing exactly the same thing. He's mediating. He's trying to bring peace between his Father and between us. Children, sometimes there are opportunities, aren't there? Yesterday we said if we see something that needs to be done, we'll do it. Well, if two people are fighting, St. Dominic Savio used to be great for this, or try to make peace between the two warring parties. But don't expect you'll always be thanked. Sometimes things seem to get even worse as a result of that. But if dealing with people on earth is difficult, I mean, for mediating, when you help out the poor souls in purgatory, today's Mass is offered up for that intention, you will always be successful. You see, by our baptism, we share in one of our Lord's powers, the power of being a mediator. It's the power of his priesthood, his eternal priesthood. We have a little bit of that on our soul in a special way. St. Catherine of Bologna, we had her feast day on Friday, she saw a vision once of souls in purgatory, and even children who were in purgatory, and they were in purgatory for just the little crimes of sins of daily life, you know, being disobedient or telling a lie or something like that, because all sin is terrible. So she made up her mind that she would be the mediator. She would intervene in their behalf with Almighty God, and she would pray for them. And then she told them in turn, "Now you must pray for me and help me out." And they always did. She said if she needed a favor from God, the best way to get it was through the poor souls in purgatory. That's our thought for today. Could we be a mediator for peace? We certainly could be in a lot of different ways, But most of all, let's help out the poor souls. And then when we need help, we can ask them. You could even do it today during Mass. Say a prayer for them, maybe offer your communion for them, and then ask them in turn. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.